It is time for an Area Voices conversation on the Tuesday morning show. Writing a book is a Herculean effort. Anyone who has done it could tell you that. Now imagine writing a book and self-publishing it. Dan Biermeier has done just that. His debut novel, Hobo Kingdom, was self-published in 2015, and he joins us from Detroit Lakes this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Heidi.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it.
Well, tell us about the plot of the book, Hobo Kingdom.
Well, the briefest description I can come up with would be if you took Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn and threw them on the railroad in 1968 with Robin Hood and his Merry Men, and then added a little bit of Jack Reacher's vigilante soul, you would have the Hobo Kingdom.
You know, there is something about something the romantic or something that people love about the idea of trains and hobos and riding the rails and all that kind of thing. Is the story you wrote, is it based on real events?
It is. It actually grew in my mind from some articles that I found in the USA Today newspaper and a couple articles in the Fargo Forum. And the one in the USA Today newspaper talked about a gang that had formed along the High Line, which is the railroad between Chicago and Seattle. And it's the one that runs right through northern Minnesota through Detroit Lakes here. And this gang was like just like an inner city gang. They had colors and they committed all the crimes that you'd imagine that an inner city gang would commit. And so the reporter did some investigating and went out to Seattle, Washington, and came across a detective that had a thick stack of crimes that he was 100% sure were related to this gang. And the reporter carried on and found in Seattle, Washington, another detective who had another stack of files. So the reporter then went to Burlington Northern, who said, yes, you know, we have a security force, we've checked this all out, and we can assure you there's absolutely no gang riding on our trains or on our tracks that's like this. So I finished that article and I thought, wow, you know, maybe there is a gang like that. And then a few years later, a couple of different articles in the Fargo Forum talked about transient individuals that had been found dead along the tracks in downtown Fargo-Moorhead. And so my mind started, you know, connecting these stories with a fictional story that maybe this gang was going around, was getting away with crimes up to and equaling murder, and just getting away with it. So in my head, I developed a group of good hobos who track down the bad guys on American's rails.
And what year, that initial article you saw in the USA Today, and what year did they think these gangs were riding, the gangs of hobos were riding the rails? What years?
Well, they're saying that this gang potentially started in the late 60s or early 70s.
Okay.
And then have developed and supposedly continuing to operate up to today. I want to say that that's just the basis for the ideas in my story. This is not a factual story. It's completely fictional.
So it sounds like, though, some of the facts kind of let your imagination go wild. What's it like, or what did you find in terms of research, and how did that creative spark come to be?
Well, when I don't have any experience riding trains or having met hobos, and so I just started, for lack of a better term, Googling those types of things, and really didn't come across anything else substantiating or backing up this gang thought, but did come across an awful lot of information about how Americans, hobos, and hobos would call themselves good, hardworking Americans. They're just people who don't want the trappings of American life. They don't want the house. They don't want the payments. They don't want the car. They don't want the insurance. But they move around the country footloose and fancy free, but they do work. They're not the thieves or pickpockets or whatever you might want to say. They would say that those people would fall into the tramps and bums category. And so what I found was, you know, hobos were homeless, but by choice. And then there's another group of the transients that, you know, that fit those lower categories. And so I kind of zeroed in on the hobo side of it to be my positive characters.
We are talking with Dan Biermeier, a self-published author from Detroit Lakes. His first novel, Hobo Kingdom, was published last year. How do you think, you know, trains being at the center of this story help the story move along?
Well, I think move being the key word there, because my stories are ones of motion. They start, or in this case, the first book starts in western Wisconsin. It moves through Minnesota, through the Dakotas, out through Montana to Oregon, and then back and ends in Moorhead, all of the time moving along the tracks. And so it's the vehicle that gets the characters around, but it's also a setting that I've not come across very often as far as a thriller adventure type story. And so that also piqued my interest to try and use a new setting for that type of story.
Tell us about the self-publishing process. How did you do it? Do you recommend it to others?
Well, if you can get a contract with a publisher or with an agent who will represent you to a publisher, I would certainly suggest doing that, simply because the traditional way is probably the easiest way for the author. But in my experience, in my late 20s, at that time I was reading a lot of Robert Ludlum, and so I decided to write the next Robert Ludlum novel, and I did write that novel. But I should have been trying to write the first Dan Biermeyer novel, because my first Robert Ludlum novel wasn't very good. And I have the rejection slips to prove that, by the way. So this time around, I knew how hard it was to get in front of an agent or a publishing house. And so I thought I would attempt the self-publishing side. And obviously, from my late 20s till now, in these last 20 years or so, the publishing industry and the electronic world has changed so much that with Kindle and Nook and those devices, you can publish without having to have a hard-covered book. And so I did some research, and really, if you have some computer literacy, Amazon, as an example, which is who I published with, will walk you right through the whole process. They'll explain to you how to format your book to fit a Kindle. They'll give you hints on how to do a cover and those types of things. They actually have a cover creator in their program. And I used all those tools. And it took probably only about a week to learn that. And then I was able to really convert all of that with very little time over to Nook format for Barnes & Noble. And so I was live in front of millions of people. And then I found out about all the people that will never read electronic books. So, and I'm, you know, probably looking for a real book in my hands, too. And so I envisioned printing books, and I envisioned minimum order of 500 and thousands of dollars invested, and I knew my wife wouldn't like that thought process very much. And so I just kind of put it on the back burner. But then I came across one of our board members, actually, where I work, had published, and she told me about CreateSpace, which is another division of Amazon. And so I checked into it, and CreateSpace had really one was a minimum order that you could order for a book, and there would be no future commitment, nothing at all. So if any of you have a book out there that you, family memoir or whatever, you'd like to have one copy of it, you could use CreateSpace, and a book the size of mine, which is roughly 400 pages, you know, costs around $6 to get printed and around $3 or so to get mailed to you. And so for about $10, you can get a book in your hand. Now, there is some different formatting that's required with CreateSpace, and that did take a little bit longer for me to learn. It took a week, maybe a couple weeks. The cover had to be more particular than the electronic version. And I did create my own cover, and so there was some time learning. I used Picasa for a program. It's a free program from Google. I think it's recently been replaced by a different Google program. But so I had to learn how to use that as well. But that's all fine, because you can self-teach yourself that. That was repetitive. Online, and which is what I did. And so the book, and Heidi, I don't think you have one in front of you, but I think you've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the end format of the soft cover. And anybody who wants to see a version of it, it's online. In fact, I'll do a quick pitch here.
Yeah.
It's the last day of a free Kindle version on Amazon today up until about 10 p.m. tonight. My book's available completely free, no commitment, on Amazon.com. So just go into Amazon, type in The Hobo Kingdom, and get a free copy if you'd like.
That is Dan Biermeyer. He's from Detroit Lakes, telling us about his book, Hobo Kingdom. Sounds like you can find it on Amazon, like you said, free in Kindle form till 10 o'clock tonight. Barnes & Noble, are there hard copies people can buy as well.
There are hard copies. In fact, in the in Grand Rapids, Village Books is carrying it. In Bemidji, Book World. In fact, the Book Worlds across northern Minnesota have copies of it.
Okay.
And so those into North Dakota, many of the individual bookstores in northern Minnesota and eastern North Dakota have a copy.
All right. Sounds great. And you're working on the second book. We hope to talk to you when that one comes out, Hobo Kingdom 2, or is there another title for it yet?
This one, the first one is Hobo Kingdom, A Chase of Blood on Steel. And the second one is called A Race to the Crown of Steel. And I hope to have that out late summer, both electronically and in a soft cover. And would love to talk to you again about it.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Heidi.
If you want more information on Hobo Kingdom, you can call us at 800-662-5799. This conversation, part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota and made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.